It happened to me, and it happened like my were there, but none of them remember it.
You're definitely cutting out now. I think everybody can hear you going like, I don't know if it's your phone or what.
Well,
are you on a cell phone?
Yeah, I don't have a house phone. Like,
It's like a landline.
Your cell phone is cutting in and out. So even if you could,
it must be a cell phone.
If you have a great question, we might not even hear
it. Landlines don't do that. Now, there are the opening chords.
One night. You don't remember me, or do you?
I want to hear your question, but there's so much interference on the line. Just say your question quickly.
You guys should open your ears, because the only interference...
My ears are open, but you don't understand. I'm competing with a large landscape of audio oddities.
Yeah, there's a guy here who's like...
You don't actually hear the show.
Like,
see, what you hear on the radio is sound effects and music and us talking. But what's actually going on in the universe is much, much more complex.
More complicated.
But as humans, that's all you can pick up.
Right. At the end of all this, and when you listen to it later, there's this continuity that you understand that wasn't there at the moment.
Yeah, but we really shouldn't talk about that. That only occurs in a little microsecond just before death.
Right, it confuses
people. I said, I'll have a Bloody Mary.
I'll have a boiling hot toddy.
And I'll just keep listening to this weird subgenius band. Yeah.
And, but then I got excited over the Gnostic Moss.
Uh-huh.
And,
much like the saints of yore.
And,
do I have to type this
and
one?
And then what happened?
Okay, I'm going to send this message to the authorities.
There's no more rules in the subgenius show.
Well, there is the ecstasy of outliving and overcoming the dark night of the soul, which refreshed St. John of the Cross after his ordeal. Even the ecstasies reported by the Gnostics cannot approximate
pure
joy and bliss of the radiant abyss. And then an undulant motion of something incredibly strong seems to press itself across your flesh.
Okay.
And,
don't be scared.
Well,
I really have a question for both of you. I want to hear both of you.
All right. And that question would be?
That question would be, what looking for when it comes to the callers? Like, what kind of call do you want? Like, what kind of calls are you expecting?
We want a call that's engaging and stimulating and can expand the show itself by bringing something to it which we never could. The viewpoint of a differing personality, yet one who is...
But that view doesn't have to be a cogent or lucid view. It could just be a spontaneous or improvised view.
Even if they oppose it, or a negative picture of it, they still highlight it and thus are of great assistance to us as we continue our work, The Nameless Mission.
Either that or none of that applies.
It's a themeless show.
Not really sure yet.
The showless theme.
We don't really care.
On top of horror.
84845
in a secret laboratory.
It's not that we don't
Professor
care.
Weirdo.
It's that the caring aspect of it is not part of the show's programming module. This is not an uncaring show. It's a show that's not programmed to care. So how can it be uncaring?
Now we hope that answers your question.
Special transmission coming through.
It's like saying you can be a Satanist without being a Christian. You
or we don't care if it answers your question.
You hate. My good old man. Well, now let's not get our position hammered in stone like the laws of Hammurabi, the Codex Justinian, and other large landmines in the history of the Lex Talionis. Yes, we want to be flexible and free, be able to dance and leap from boulder to boulder, singing the praises of the Creator, the Almighty Spirit, from whom all blessings flow, and his emanation. Ember beneath Albion.
There are sad sounds. Not really sad, but they sound that way. A bell tolling.
The eye of man, a little narrow orb, closed up and dark, scarcely beholding the great light conversing with the void.
No, my friend. 63 years. What do you feel about that?
63 years? That seems like more than a life sentence.
Well, I would still be alive, like, if you know what I mean? I hope so.
In Senior Center on the Moon. Oh my goodness, look at that. Oh, what a magnificent view of the crater Clavius and the lava field just beyond in the fabulous Earthlight there. And they're in the 1/6 gravity disco. Look at them leaping and hopping.
It's a problem these days for a lot of people.
They're only controllable when they're like in their, essentially in their adolescence.
Right.
As adults, they're completely uncontrollable and intractable, and in fact, dangerous.
And when they get depressed, they're totally inconsolable.
Still be alive.
And there
It'd
the
be
show
like
becomes 80 informational.
Or 90 years old.
As in the dichotomy between Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd, the concept known to the ancient Greek dramatists as the Alazon versus the Iron. The Iron, or ironic spirit, as in Bugs Bunny, confronts the Alazon, the more representative of standard beliefs.
Right.
Societal
He's not nearly
norms.
As extreme.
Now I'd like you to lie down and rest your weary head.
It's probably
head.
Already been downloading it. I download everything because it's all about acquisition to me. It's about having a big sack full of stuff, you know?
Uh-huh.
I particularly like it when it's stuff that was formerly yours. I like to have other people's stuff that they really liked a lot and they really didn't want to lose. And somehow or another, I got a hold of it. That makes me feel great because it's imbued with their great, powerful wanting, you know? That's what I like about it.
Yes.
No, this, you don't think that's greedy, do you?
Not really? Necessarily.
No,
I think
so
sad.
They've got this bigger thing
so sad.
To man who had been born to barium.
There the radio.
Like a puny, careless monkey.
Sad song.
Still, this enterprising, spunky little feller made the critters recognize
his green eyes
mystery.
Flickering in the dark.
He enslaved them and he slew them. For meat, milk,
beckoning
and fur, he
children.
Grew them. And he wiped the ones he
Come
couldn't
closer.
Use from history.
Come closer.
What the fuck is
yes.